Bryce, I just recorded a podcast where I pretended to be single. I'm very sorry. And he's like, it's totally fine. He didn't care.
Les poissons.
I would walk the crap out of it. I would.
Synchronized droning.
1, 2, 3.
Hello and welcome to Tie Dye and Gelato. I'm Angela.
I'm Sienna.
I'm Bailey.
I'm Corey.
And we're back. We took a hot pause because we were busy.
It is very hot.
But it was also 4th of July. So what did people do?
I went to my family's for a couple of hours in the morning, and then I went to my fiance's family. Woo-hoo!
That's an update. Wait, yeah. I don't think we mentioned that.
I don't think that the fact that I was even dating anybody has been mentioned on the podcast. I'm engaged.
Yay!
Yeah, so, I mean, sharing holidays, that's a new thing. But it was way fun. Yeah, we went up to his family's, and I don't really spend a lot of time with my extended family, but he does. And so we spent a lot of time with his extended family, and that was a little different for me, but it was awesome. And yeah, we had a really good time.
So I know your family goes super hard for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Does his?
Not as hard as my family. Okay. My family goes
I know no one else hard. Who goes as hard as
they
your
like
family.
Dress up.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I wore my full romper, because I have a 4th of July romper with covered in stars and stripes, and it has a big eagle on the front.
That's right.
And I wore that, and the whole family was like, whoa, you look awesome. Yeah, and it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, we went pretty hard with fireworks, though. My family, like, will usually just like buy like a few cheap little guys, and then we'll watch like the Midway show.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess at Centerville, they did their show on Saturday. And so we put on our own show, and Bryce, my fiance, spent way too much money on fireworks, but it was so worth it. I think he thinks. No, amazing. It was way fun, yeah. Honestly, like, putting on our own show was way more fun. And it wasn't just him. It was, like, his cousin's husband brought a bunch, and his brother-in-law brought a bunch, and, well, a few. And anyway, it was a blast. Like, it was all around just a great time. So yeah, it was awesome. I got eaten alive by mosquitoes again.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Nice.
Anyone else?
Everyone's looking at me. I don't know. I thought the July was great.
I can go. I want to share. I worked. That's it. Just kidding.
Boring.
We went to a parade in the morning for work. It was a lot of fun, just a Provo parade.
Mm-hmm.
Then after work, I went up to my family's and we bought some cheap little guys, as Sienna put it, some cheap little fireworks to just light off before the Midway big fireworks went off. And yeah, I was actually kind of tired by the end of all of it. I was like, okay, the fireworks are great, but can we do the finale already? I want to go.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, God bless America. I love America.
I do too. America is great. The 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays. I love America.
Yes.
All America. Right, Bailey, what did you do?
I went down to my family's house, and then we went swimming and with all my extended family. And then we went back home and, yeah, just did some sparklers and then watched the Midway fireworks show with some of our neighborhood friends and played like cornhole and played with our dogs and everything like that. So it was good.
Nice.
Fun. Yeah. Just a chill. Little family 4th of July
cornhole 4th of July staple.
That's
oh
right.
Yes. Angela, how was your 4th of July?
It was good. I also worked, and then I went to a friend's house who was having a party in Park City, and so then we stood on the golf course and watched the drone show through some trees.
Oh my gosh,
it's pretty good.
I've heard.
We were,
heard it was so
guessing
good.
Guessing what the shapes were, because like there are definitely trees in the way. And so we're like, what does it say? Oh, happy Fourth. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Is that just someone who's like programmed a bunch of drones?
Mm-hmm. Someone that
it's like
Park City Mountain
synchronized.
Yeah,
droning.
It's actually really impressive. It's super cool.
Yeah. Synchronized awesome. Droning.
Synchronized droning.
1, 2, 3.
Wait. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I have something. This is totally random. Did you guys see that Las Vegas has a new sphere? Okay, Julie's nodding. Okay, there's this gigantic sphere in the middle of Las Vegas that projects images. Have you seen any of them, Julie? You've seen some of the images?
Naked
They're
people.
Wild. No, Corey. So the first one that they did was like a globe. It was really cool. And then they did like a American flag that kind of looked like it was made via like crayon. It was kind of dumb, but anyway. And then they did like fireworks that looked like fireworks were shooting off in there. And then they did because I guess like some NBA game was going on, so they did that. It's like a event venue. And then this was the wildest one, and I was like, I would crash my car if I saw this. It was a giant eyeball. And it would blink and it would move around. And it, when I tell you that the sphere is huge, it is gigantic. Mm. They also did a Pac-Man and it looked like it was eating the Venetian Hotel, which was really cool.
This is why I don't like Vegas.
Yeah. But the sphere, the eyeball, that was wild. Anyway, that was totally. I just saw that on the news thing and I was like, mm-mm. That is so scary. I would definitely get in a car accident. I saw that eyeball.
Guess we can't go to Vegas anymore.
We don't like Vegas because of that. It's because of the freaking strap.
Oh yeah.
Stupid ass strap. Yeah, that's true too.
Okay, anyway. God bless America. That was all.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
All right. So we are gonna do something fun today. We always do fun stuff on our podcast, but we had listeners submit some questions, and then I also have some like deep thinky questions too that we're gonna pass around. So we will, because we already introduced Bryce, I will start with a listener question for Sienna. How did you meet your fiance?
So it's weird talking about him on this podcast because I've actually been dating him the entire time that we have been recording this podcast.
It was maybe like the first week that we did it that you weren't dating.
No, I was dating him.
Has it been that long?
Oh, that's right. You're right. No, you're right.
Because we took a little break near the beginning. That's so right. there were a few weeks when like we weren't like dating, like official dating, but like we were still spending time together. Mm. And actually like the relationships episode that we did. So Bryce and I like we got together and then we took a little break and then we decided to like officially be dating again, and the day after we decided to officially date was the relationships episode.
That's right.
But I was not prepared to talk about Bryce on this podcast. And so I just talked like I was a totally single person, and afterwards I was like, "Bryce, I just recorded a podcast where I pretended to be single. I'm very sorry." And he was like, "It's totally fine." He didn't care. And it wasn't like a purposeful, it was just like, I wasn't ready to talk about it on a platform this public. Yeah. So Bryce and I, we've been dating for over 8 months now. We served in the same mission. We both served a mission for our church in Portugal, but we never talked on the mission, but we knew who like each other were. Like he knew who I was and I knew who he was.
Had you seen each other in person?
Yes, but I don't remember it.
That's
he does. He remembers seeing me at a conference. I had just seen a lot of pictures of him because I would get pictures of him in my email because he served with some missionaries who I served with. But yeah, we never talked on the mission. And then like a year and a half later, we had a mission reunion and I guess he saw me there. And he thought about coming to talk to me, but then he didn't. And then like a year and a half after that, so at this point I had been home from my mission for 3 years and he had been home for two. He moved into my ward, my church ward. And so we ran into each other at church and I recognized him and he recognized me, and I didn't know his first name, but he knew mine. And we talked that day for like 30 seconds. And then he messaged me that same evening and on Facebook and asked me out. And we've been dating ever since, with a small break right near the beginning. But ever since we like got back together, it's been good. And we've been, yeah, it's been really awesome. He's a really fantastic guy. And I really do feel very blessed that he is the person that I will get to do life with. I'm excited for that. So, yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Huzzah. Oh, that was super loud. I'm so sorry.
Huzzah.
Sorry for all you with the headphones on.
All right, Corey. I don't have a fan question. You have to answer one of my deep questions.
Oh my gosh, she has cards.
Just pick one.
Go fish.
A level two.
No.
Connection. That's what the card says. Okay, what is something you wouldn't want to change about yourself? Nothing.
Oh my god. Sorry.
I want to change everything.
Wait, you want to change everything?
No.
Wait, what?
No, I'm kidding. Something I would never want to change about myself, I think, is just, I just feel like I'm a pretty unique person and I don't really go with the flow. I'm usually like against the grain, and I just like that about me. I would never want to change being different, or even like feeling like I need to be different and not like stand out, but just kind of be like outside of normal, whatever society, maybe. I don't know. It's a complicated thing.
For anyone who knows the Enneagram, that is the most four answer I have ever heard.
Yes. Yep.
I like that I'm outside the box.
I do like that.
Corey, and I say this to your benefit, because I would agree, like, you are one of the most unique people I have ever met. And I think that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. I've never met somebody like you. And that is so cool.
Thank you, Sienna.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Plan on changing that soon.
I was literally about to say, yeah, don't change that.
Don't change.
Never change.
I think that's a great thing to not want to change.
Even if I wanted to, I don't think I could change that. It's just like part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that.
There is that. All right, Bailey, you want a question?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sienna, you pick it for her because I can't reach her.
All right, question for you, Bailey.
Thank you.
Level two, connection.
We got the same question.
Yeah. Connection. What would your younger self not believe about your life today? That I am now okay with needles and blood.
Ooh.
I remember being 12 years old and having, like, freaking out so much that the nurses came in with, like, a pinwheel? And they were like, you have to blow on this. Like, this will help, you know, because my breathing was so rapid and so, like, disorganized because I was hyperventilating that they had me blow on it. And then as I was blowing on it, they stuck me with the needle. And I was freaking out. Anyway, I would do this, like, so much. But after that, my mom was like, you can't do this anymore.
You're embarrassing yourself.
If my mom ever listens to this podcast, she's going to be like, oh, I can't believe you told your friends about that.
Oops.
You're embarrassing yourself.
No, it's fine. Anyway, so, yeah, like, but now I'm, like, now I go in and I get, like, labs drawn or anything like that, or I am just fine with blood or disease or whatever.
Disease.
Like, it's, like, I've seen so much that I've poked people, I've done whatever, like, it's totally fine. I'm actually really good with it now. So, cheers.
Good for you. All right, hold out the questions for me, Sienna.
Okay.
Because I guess it's my turn.
A question for Angela.
A question.
Level two, connection.
Okay, these cards are from the game We're Not Really Strangers, because I was not creative enough to make them up myself, and that's why they keep saying level
you're just
two
using
connection.
Your resources.
Not sponsored.
You're not sponsored, you know, but it's a good game. Yeah.
You're definitely creative enough. You just were using your resources.
I just didn't have enough time. I was busy doing other things. Yes. What title would you give this chapter in your life? Ooh.
Give us a good one.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I was kind of thinking like either transitions or like in between, because I feel like I'm in this state of like, okay, I've graduated college, but I don't really feel like my adult life has begun, and just kind of that in between space. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, now I have a listener question for everyone.
Oh, freak.
Yay. Yay. Okay.
Yippee.
What song would each of us choose to play every time we walked into a room?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I've already answered this question. This is so good.
Oh, good.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. I'd walk so freaking hard to that song. Sorry.
That song is
just that phrasing.
I'd walk so
hard.
Freaking hard.
I'd strut my stuff. I do. And whenever that song comes on, freaking, oh, so good. Corey, are you looking it up right now?
I have to look up songs. I've never thought about this before.
Really?
I've never thought about my intro
like I always think about if I was on WWE.
Yeah.
And they're like John Cena. Like what song?
Bailey Detman.
Yeah. I'd want it to be listen to the wind blow.
That's amazing.
That song is so good.
Yeah. It's so good.
Okay, so if you're walking into WWE, what song would you have? We can just do that.
I still don't know.
Angela, do you have one?
Well, so...
Well, these two are looking at
when I thought about it, Les Poissons from The Little Mermaid came to mind. And I feel like that really fits if we're doing WWE.
I can imagine Angela Crow. Les poissons.
That is what I would watch.
And chop up the fish. And they pull out
simple. How I love to cut and to cook little fish.
I would pee myself if I heard
Okay,
that.
I think I thought of one.
All right, let's
This
hear
is
it.
Just a maybe. This is just, I scrolled through my songs. Oh, freak, I keep doing that.
Stop pushing the mic.
I scrolled through my songs. I'll have my hands way out here. I scrolled through my songs and found this song that I freaking loved in middle school. Starships by Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
Would be an all right intro song, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great.
So, Sienna.
Listen, I don't know how much this song actually matches me, but Prima Donna by Marianne the Diamonds.
It's a good one.
Prima Donna girl. Yeah. All she ever wanted was the world. That song.
That would be fun to walk to.
It would be fun to walk to. It's fun to dance to. It's fun to sing to. It's just a great song. I love that song.
It's a good song.
You'd walk the crap out of that
song. I would walk the crap out of it. I would. Dude, I love that song.
It's a good song.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
All right, Sienna gets to draw a question.
Oh, I get to pick one from here. Okay,
she
has a stack.
She was holding them.
Les poissons, les poissons. Transition as I get a card. Gotta keep the audience entertained. Okay. What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
I thought it was, which question are you trying to avoid right now? And I was like, ooh,
oh, that too.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, there are a lot. I would agree with Angela that I am in a state of transition right now.
You're getting married.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes in my life. But honestly, it probably would be what I want to do career-wise. Mm. That's a massive one, and it kind of scares me a little bit that I still feel so unsure, and I'm one semester away from graduating college, and I've always just kind of I've been really independent up until now, and if I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, that only affected me, but now it's affecting another person. Mm. And so I feel this pressure to get that figured out. Yeah, probably career and work, because I don't want to work in a cookie shop for the rest of my life. I'm getting tired of that.
Get lots of cookies.
Lots of cookies.
Lots of cookies.
Free cookies for your friends.
Very nice.
I should bring you guys cookies.
All right, Corey.
Me again.
One more.
Level 2 connection.
Oh my gosh.
New joke.
Oh, I want a different one.
What is it? What is it? You don't have to answer it if you don't
want
to. It
says, describe your perfect day.
Aww. That's a great question.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, I guess it is a pretty good question. Today, I would have to say today was a pretty good day. I don't need anything extraordinary. I kind of like the simple things of life. I kind of feel I spent the day with my sister and I got some stuff done. I ran errands in the morning. Just whatever happens in my day that makes me feel good and accomplished is a perfect day. There's nothing specific I feel like that could happen that makes it a perfect day, because sometimes I want to be around people, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just want to do stuff and sometimes I don't. So whatever makes me feel good for that day is the perfect day for me. So yeah, today I would say was a day I could add to the perfect days of my life, because I accomplished stuff in the morning, and now I'm here with my friends where I want to be.
Aww.
So.
Aw, yeah. Shoot. See, why was that a bad question? All right.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel like I had a good answer for it. That's why.
And then you said that.
And then I said that. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. What do you crave more of? Attention. Just kidding.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. Always.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
All of Baby's cravings.
Ice cream.
Her.
Ice cream.
Yeah, you guys are just adding me right now. Honestly, okay, this is going to sound really cheesy. I'm craving more time. I feel like I want more time. Like, I feel like even, like, an hour longer at night, because I love to stay up at night. But, like, last night, I was like, I need to go to, or, like, okay, so yesterday I went to, this is just an example. Yesterday I went to the pool with my family. It was just for, like, this work party thing. And they stayed, like, it went from, like, 6:30 to 9:30-ish, 10. But I had to leave at, like, 9 o'clock because I worked really early this morning. But I didn't want to leave, and I just, like, wanted an extra hour just to, like, kind of, like, push it back just so that I could be with my family longer, because they were still, like, out doing things. It was still light outside. But I knew I had to go home because I needed to get to sleep in order to get at least 6 hours of sleep to go to work. But I would just have loved an extra hour to just be with my family or to just be awake. Like, I love to just – I feel like I'm such a night owl now, especially because I work the night shift usually. And so I just, like, love to be up late. So I crave more time all of the time, no matter what. I just crave an extra hour, like, all the time, or an extra day.
Yeah, something. I feel that.
Crave more time. And Pedro Pascal.
Right.
Love that man.
All right.
Okay, do we have any more audience questions, or are we doing another?
We'll finish this round of us questions, and then I'll ask the last audience question.
Great.
Oh.
All right. What is a compliment you wish you received more frequently?
Hmm.
Ooh. Wow. Your hair is so fun. Just kidding.
For context, she just came today with her ends half dyed red and half dyed blue. Mm-hmm. It looks awesome.
Well, Angela, your hair looks fantastic today.
You. Angela, wow, your hair looks like fun.
and it's curled. It just looks great.
Yeah, it looks
so good.
Look
really good.
We curled it because then you can't see the mistakes I made when I dyed my hair.
Hey, nice.
I think compliment I wish I heard more of is like, wow, you're really thoughtful. Because I feel like I put in a lot of like time and thought into things, but I'm also fun and exciting, and I feel like people are always like, oh, you're so fun, versus like, oh, wow, you're really thoughtful. So, but you can tell me I'm fun, too, and I have fun hair. Thank you.
I think you're really thoughtful.
Thanks.
I do think that you're very thoughtful, Angela.
You are.
And, yeah, maybe sometimes that's like a quieter kind of aspect of yourself, but you are such a thoughtful person. You put so much work into, like, even just the things that you say, very thoughtful.
Yeah. I have always thought that you're incredibly thoughtful and incredibly intelligent. We've talked about that on this podcast.
And
you're
wise. Sorry.
And wise. Oh, no, gosh. I have always felt seen by you, and I never have felt like an afterthought, not a single time.
Thanks. I wasn't actually fishing for compliments.
Well,
but
got them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
With this group of friends, you're going to get them.
You're right.
Ditto to these two, whatever they said. I'm with you, girl.
All right. Another listener question. What is your biggest pet peeve? Hairy fingers.
Rude.
Hey, at least I can see hairy toes. No, I've gotten better with that one. I'll be honest.
Hairy fingers.
You know, pet peeves are usually things that people do.
I know.
I can't make my fingers not grow hair.
You need to shave your fingers.
Just the way people are.
I'm never shaving my fingers. That sounds weird. gonna dye them black so Angela can see them better.
Please don't.
Do you have hairy fingers, Angela?
No, I don't. That's why other people's yeah. freaking
She's
out.
Like a hairless cat. There's no hair on those fingers.
That, okay, on yeah. my fingers, I'm like
Are
a hairless cat.
But is there hair on your fingers?
Yes, yeah. I saw it
really?
Today.
Yeah.
And then that
Were you grossed out by it?
A little bit. But I've gotten better at not saying anything.
Look at your hand. I can't see anything.
Bailey's examining. I can tell you it's there.
Oh, it's definitely there. It's
definitely there.
It's fuzzy, yeah. and it's Do I have any? Very blonde, but it's there.
I have some, like, right hair on the knuckle.
Yeah. Bailey but has blonde. A little bit. Sienna has a little bit more
You've
than Bailey.
You've noticed?
And Corey has Ooh,
this is scary. Like, she's just, like
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Corey. All right. I can see it from over here.
Someone else's pet peeve.
My biggest pet peeve, well, one of them is probably repetition. Mm. That's it.
Can you repeat that for us, please?
Not so much,
sorry, I didn't hear that.
Not so much like repeating myself, but sometimes when, it's not always either, but sometimes people will just say the same things, or maybe like work will be the same as always, and it's just like, I just can't stand that. Just repetition and sameness every day or every time out of the same person, like routines. I've never been good at routines because it's just like just so repetitious.
Repetitious?
Actually, repetitious. Is that not
repetitive?
Not the word? Repetitious.
Is it? I don't know.
Repetitive.
Repetitive?
Yeah, repetitive? Repetitious.
I don't know.
I think repetitious is still
the
a word
for us.
Julie's got Please. It right here.
All right. Well, Julie looks that up. Sienna, Bailey?
Repetition.
Actually,
I was like, that is so no.
My eye starts twitching. Wait. Repetitious, another term for repetitive.
Oh, all right, good job.
Does it work in the sentence context?
Yes.
Like whatever?
It's just another way to say repetitive.
Ah, cool.
Okay.
Repetitious. Mouth noises. Ugh, I hate them. No, Corey, no.
Not for our listeners. They're going to hate that.
Not for the listeners.
Loud chewing when people chew with their mouth open. The horror. There was a guy who worked in an office right by the office that I worked in, and he would suck his teeth, and I could hear it. I could hear it across the office space. He would go,
That gives me the willies.
I would lose my mind. I would absolutely lose my mind. So then I would put in my headphones and blast music because I could hear, even if I wasn't, if I just had my headphones in and no music, I could still hear it and it would make me insane. Yeah, so mouth noises or like when somebody chews and I can hear their jaw popping.
It's a good thing you weren't a roommate with Julie.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was kind of a personal, Sienna. Yeah.
I was not thinking of you. I've never heard your jaw pop while you eat.
Well,
I know
then you
some other people have
blessing.
Some poppy
Just
jaws.
Just kidding. I'm sorry, Julie. It was more the night grinding that was worse.
Night grinding?
Her jaw would, like, grind in the middle of the night. Anyway, sorry. All right, Bailey.
I hate mean people. I will stand on this. Okay, like... Like, if people, okay, especially to, like, waiters or people that are just doing their freaking job, I hate it when, I get this sometimes at work, when people are mad about something that I cannot control, but they blame me for it, or they just tell me that they're mad. And I'm like, I can't really do anything about it. Thank you for telling me. Sorry, that's just, like, the way it is. Like, we have a visitor's policy in the NICU, and it's, like, very specific, and it's, like... allows so many people in there, and people come up to me all the time and they're like, this visitor's policy is dumb, and I'm like, I'm so sorry,
I'm not in charge of that.
I'm not in charge of that, and I really can't do it. I'm just here to enforce it and keep your baby safe, thanks. Bye. Can't do anything about it. I hate it when people do that. I like understand, but just be kind to people and deal with things that you also can't control. You can't control it. I can't control it. There's nothing to be done. Sorry.
Yeah, nobody likes that when it happens to them. So why would we do that to other people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've done it before. I've been that mean person, sadly.
It happens.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of my real pet peeve. It's people who don't tip. As someone who's always worked in food industry, like, tip your waiters, tip your baristas. I know some people are like, now everywhere I go, they make me tip. Well, if we paid food service people enough, then you wouldn't have to tip. But because you're not paying them enough, then you have to tip them. And that's just how the world works. So be nice to your waiters, because literally you're paying them to have to deal with you.
Be nice to your people. Be nice. Just be nice. Just be kind. Yes. Anyway, that's it. That's our episode.
That is.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for sending us in questions. If you have other questions you'd like us to answer, feel free to send them to our Instagram page. You can follow us there and maybe on TikTok. I don't know. Spencer probably handles that.
That's news to him. He didn't know that.
None of us handle that. Just leave us a review. And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.